you.
It's a shame that this is the last hot dog that's ever going to be handed
out.
You
don't have to answer the question.
I'll answer the question.
I think it's a really complex question.
You never know what you're going to get.
Celebrity Lane, it's Jaden Forster. Good morning, Jade.
G'day, Jase.
I want to get to a story that's broken recently. Hollywood legend Ed Asner passing away at the age of 91.
Yes, the sad and quite shocking news really coming through just in the last couple of hours this morning. His family confirming the news. We don't have any details regarding a cause of death at this point. But yes, just an absolute Hollywood legend. Had been in the industry for such a long time, going way back to the 1920s, well before my time, and still very active too. He had a number of roles that were in the can about to come out soon, and he had about a handful that were in pre-production and another couple that had just been announced. Sad that they won't get to see the light of day. But for anybody who's sort of wanting to pinpoint exactly who he is, hearing the name, you probably won't know him. But once you see his face, you'll know who he is. He was one of the stars of the Mary Tyler Moore Show way back in the day. He worked as a character actor initially and then got his big, big break on the Mary Tyler Moore Show itself, playing the newsroom sort of guy, Lou Grant, on that show.
That's
and,
right.
And then in a more hard-hitting sort of program where he won 2 Emmy Awards in a leading actor role. He won three in a supporting actor role on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, and then another 2 for other shows, taking him to 7 in total, which ironically makes him tied with Mary Tyler Moore herself. But after all that, he didn't really do too much. He made a big comeback, though, in the 2000s, where he played the Grumpy Santa in that fabulous Christmas movie, Elf, and then did quite a bit of voice work from there in the Disney movie Up and the TV series American Dad, and did a few more things after that. So, yeah, very, very sad news. A great man, a keen activist too, fighting for causes close to his heart, including poverty and among other things, and very, very sad
news
today that he leaves behind 4 kids at the age of 91.
You're dead right. Not a big name, but as soon as you see his face, you're just completely recognisable, and very sad indeed. Hey, KISS rocker Paul Stanley, he's got COVID-19, Jade.
He does. Yes, the band's been forced to postpone all of the dates for their next few days on their big tour in America. They're hoping to get things back on track after that. It was towards the end of last week when he started feeling a bit tired and he lost his voice. So the band's doctor suggested that him and the rest of the crew go off and get tested, which he did. And of course, we know now he tested positive for the Delta strain of COVID. But everybody else on the tour who also got tested, they've all tested negative. And Gene Simmons has said that he is not doing real well. He's not great, but he will be okay. He's in hospital and receiving all of the care that he needs to be receiving. And he is fully vaccinated as well. So unless evidence would suggest that unless something really drastic happens, he should be okay.
He should be fine. Speaking of touring, now, this was a surprise to me to read this morning. Rolling Stones' up-and-coming tour is to go ahead despite Charlie not being around.
Yeah, that's right. So last Wednesday when we woke up to that news that Charlie had passed away, we thought, oh dear, you know, what does this mean for the tour? Because the Rolling Stones have made it quite clear in the past that they wouldn't go on without Charlie. But the good news is that they will be doing that. Their tour promoter has confirmed that the show will go on as planned, a 12-date tour that they have planned starting in Missouri on the 26th of September. This was the tour that was supposed to go ahead last year and was pushed back, most likely probably with the Stones associate, a guy by the name of Steve Jordan, taking on the role that Charlie played on the drums. He was appointed to replace Charlie before he passed away and plays in Keith Richards' band as well. So he's very familiar with the band, and they're in rehearsals at the moment, and they'll get underway with that tour next month.
I'd imagine it'd be quite a tribute to Charlie Watts. So yeah, it's going to be very interesting to see what they do with the show itself.
It will be indeed. Yeah, we've seen them pay tribute to other band members in the past when they've passed away, and done it quite in a simple and classy fashion. But yes, it will be very interesting to see how that tour is received and how they handle that passing, because we haven't really heard a lot from the band other than the statement they put out, of course. We haven't really heard a lot from the band thus far. So interesting times ahead and changing of the guard, I guess, a new era for the Rolling Stones.
Yeah, maybe. Who knows what happens. All right, Jade, always good to catch up with you. We'll do it again Friday morning.
I'll catch you then. Thanks, Jase.
Jaden Forster from Celebrity Lane. I'll be back to put a wrap on breakfast shortly.